entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge and Heinzman Dukes. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. Heinzman Dukes is the co-host of the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 15 years of experience as an entrepreneur, as the former owner of Duke's Friendly Auto Repair Shop, and a high school automotive teacher. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour.
All right.
And our last show of the year.
Yay. 2022 and passing us on up.
Yep. It is passing us, and we got to figure out a way to keep up with it.
Yeah.
But I'm here with my trusty co-host tonight, Mr. Heinzman Dukes.
Good evening, Mr. Gene. Good to be here with you in the studio on the last Thursday of 2022.
And our trusty engineer, Mr. Bobby. Bobby, how you doing?
Well, happy old year.
Yeah, we lasted a whole year.
Yes. Roger that. We lasted a whole big old year.
Whole year has gone by. The year's over. And so we're going to stage our show so we kind of close it out for the year. But before we do that, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play so that you can get an idea in terms of what this Entrepreneur Opportunity is all about. And Bobby, if you got them, let them go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/The Opportunity Hour or by going to YouTube and searching Tantalk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the Tantalk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
Okay, we are back, all set to close out the end of the year, and we have a, hopefully we have a surprise in the show tonight. It's going to surprise us, but this is the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour.
Yes, sir.
It's designed so that entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs, and I just want to give you a little background on that.
Let's go.
Last year in 2021, at the end of the year, we thought about, how about a show just for entrepreneurs? And we looked at what we knew and what we didn't know. And what came out of that was, since we're not experts in entrepreneurs, at least I'm not, and since some of us are quite well off, some of us are just beginning, there's thousands of millions of individuals that would like to start. So we decided to create a show that would be designed so that entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs, so that doesn't matter what level you are, just knowing where you're trying to go, there's someone out there that has gone there already that possibly can share their knowledge, share their experience in order to help you get started as well. Anyway, so that's how the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour came about. And we started off by giving some quotes made by famous individuals, and then we added our interpretation. So we're going to kick the show off tonight by going through a few of the quotes that we started out with at the first of the year.
Yep.
And kind of reflect on, based on our additional comments, just looking through the year to see how much that may have helped or helped someone else. Anyway, so that's what we're going to do. And then we're going to acknowledge the people who've been on the show and help make the show work. And then we're going to give you some predictions for 2023, since we somehow made it to 2022. And looking ahead in terms of where I think we may be going, Mr. Dukes may be thinking that way as well. And then we'll figure out a way to close the show out and look forward to kicking it off next year. And we would like to get all of your involvement. We are going to be asking or inviting you to participate in the show by putting information in the chat. We are live on Facebook and YouTube. And if I may not respond to your chat, but if I can get it or the producer gets it or sees it, then we'll mention it on the air and then we'll comment on it or your comments as well. So we would appreciate all that. But the bottom line is we thank you for being here all year because somehow we survived. So how was that, Mr. Dukes?
That's great. I just want them to call in and talk to me. Oh. I want to hear some voices.
Oh, you want to talk to me?
Yes.
You want to ask questions?
Call on in to tell us what entrepreneurs have done this past year,
how successful
you have been, and what can you offer to some of these newcomers and going in the entrepreneur world.
Yeah, I didn't think about that, but yes, if you have started a business this year and you're moving along, whether you're successful, struggling, or anything, if you have any comments that you could share to help another entrepreneur, we would like to get that. Thanks a lot, Mr. Dukes, for reminding me of that. So,
not a problem. That's why we're here, to help out on the show.
Yeah, so that's our role, is to try to help you get where you're trying to go if you're thinking about going or starting a business. And if you're quite successful, then you already have gone through a lot of what many of us have still got to go through, and we would appreciate your comments as well. So we're going to give you... Well, the thing that we're going to do, we're going to take a short break. So we
can time for a break.
Some of the quotes that we're going to mention to
all right.
you, and we'll be ready to
say
some of those.
But hang on now. We'll come right back.
Yes.
We're going to talk some more about entrepreneur. We want you to know what we know and help us know what you know. Thank you.
Our voices all combine in sweet accord to thank the Lord for a Christmas auld lang syne.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Hey Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tantalk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Your business this year, and have you got to the tough spots yet? Did you give up, or are you still going? Because that's what it's going to take, and it takes a lot of effort and a lot of work and a lot of vision and a lot of faith and a whole lot of that I won't mention on the air. And so that's all I'm going to say. But
the entrepreneurs, it all comes very easy. It just takes a little hard work and a little bit of thinking, a little bit of concentration, and the entrepreneurial life can come a great success. So don't sweat it. Don't fall away from it. Stand up to it. And let's go forward in 2023. Entrepreneur, let's help someone else out there in radio land. Come on and talk to us this evening. This is our last show. We want to get you on the radio.
As you can guess, who has the more experience? But that's we want to hear from you as well. So, Mr. Dukes.
Yes, sir.
Do you want to start? I'll give you the honor of starting with a quote
from last year,
made by some famous person.
I tell you, I like the one by Napoleon Hill. He said, okay, if you cannot do great things, do small things in a great way. And entrepreneurship, that's what it calls for. You can't start off doing big things, but you can also do small things in a great way. And that will propel you to the top of the ladder that you're trying to get to. Mr. Gene, you got an add to that?
Yeah, I was going to say, you must start with small steps.
Oh?
You must. That's the starting point. It's the starting one step at a time, because you're going to build it by going through multiple, many steps.
True.
The difference is keeping your eye on the goal.
Keep your eye on the prize.
And that may take years.
Yes, it may.
So you're in the ballpark if you're going through the learning process. And you're in the ballpark if you can now recognize you've gone from step one to step two, and you're looking at the next thing that you got to get done, because it doesn't matter how much you get done, there's still going to be more that you have to get done.
One quick note to that, Mr. Gene. You have an idea from step one to step two to tell some entrepreneur out there what he needs to do?
Well, if you have the idea, first thing you got to do is get it out of your head. You have to get it on paper. You have to speak it into a recorder or video, but you can't have it in your head. And so that's the first step. The reason you can't have it in your head is because only you have it.
You can't do anything in your head.
So in order for us to help you, you have to let us know what's in your head.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be open or willing to ask for comments and suggestions,
mm-hmm.
even to the very minute point of saying, what should I do first?
That's right.
And second, and third, and fourth.
Mm-hmm.
How's that?
So right. Yeah. So great. So great, Mr. G. That's why I like talking with you. You brings out the best.
You think so?
Come on, entrepreneurs out there. Come on, talk to me this afternoon. This is our last show. I want you to come on and talk to us. Let us know what you think about us out here in radio land.
The year, so he's allowed to say what he wants to say. At the start of the year, you should have heard him.
So I can hear him loud and clear.
That's great. It's great.
So the shows are archived, so you want to go back and look at how we started the first of the year off, and see how we were. We're much more comfortable now.
Yes.
I think.
Well, we are. We're much better.
But it's not over.
No, it's not.
Hey, okay, but isn't that the entrepreneurial story? Is you more comfortable?
Pardon?
Along the process, too?
Yes.
It's no different than the process that you're talking about.
No.
Yeah.
It's great.
Just being a host.
Just being hanging on in there and continuing to get better. As you get better.
You get better and better. You
get better. One step, two step, three step.
Mm-hmm.
And we move right on up the ladder. Yes.
So, did I answer your question?
Yes, sir.
All right. I got one.
Okay.
This one is by Malcolm Forbes.
Malcolm Forbes.
And he said, it's a he, mm-hmm. when you cease to dream.
All right.
You cease to live.
I agree with that now.
Okay, when you cease to dream, you cease to live.
If you don't dream it, you will never have it. And if you don't dream it, you will never be able to work it. And if you don't dream it, you won't be able to reach it. Because it all starts with the dream. Only in your mind, only in your mind. But I have to go back, like Mr. Gene said earlier, once you got the dream out there and let someone else know about the dream, they can help make the dream possible.
Don't be afraid to share your dream.
Not at all.
Because it's yours.
It's yours. Nobody can steal it from you.
Nobody has your brain.
So
it's yours whether you like it or not.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm hoping that if you like it, then you begin the dream.
That's right. Dream it.
And you will go through some ups and downs as part of the dream.
That's right.
Dream can't show you everything in a few seconds or minutes or hours. But it can show you the starting point, and it can show you the goal.
Mm-hmm.
So just something to think about.
Yeah. In my world, people don't have a dream. They don't live. And what I mean by that, they don't have an enjoyable life. You must have some dreams in order to have a good living life, or be able to live in a good life, to live in a good world. And you are in the best country it is. And you have all the opportunity there is to be had if you have that dream and desire to move it forward. Thank you, Mr. Gene, for that few minutes.
Okay, I'm just gonna say that I'm looking at the global thing of people on the planet.
That's true.
Because all of them won't be able to get here.
No.
Which means we got to take our message out there.
And that's what we're trying to do, is get our message out there. Let them know that there is some.
Get them in and get them out.
And in the entrepreneurial world, that is most of our goal. We want to offer something to somebody, that something they can use to help themselves to be successful. And believe it or not, you help us to be successful.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So keep that dream alive. If you notice, that was made in a great speech.
Okay. You got another one or you're done?
I'm finished with that one.
Oh. You have another
one? Oh, yeah. Let's look at this one here. An entrepreneur is someone who jump off a cliff and build a plane on the way down. By Reid Hoffman. Well, that may be a little bit strange to understand what he is saying. I'll say it again.
What does it mean to you?
I'm going to bring it back once I say it again. An entrepreneur is someone who jumps off a cliff and builds a plane on the way down. Entrepreneur has the ability to, once he jump off the cliff, he knows what he needs to assemble, or she or her has that ability to assemble or make it successful on his way down. He can build that plane, and he may have a parachute that he may have to use on the way down, but he'll be able to open it up. So he or she that has that ability, they become one of the greatest entrepreneurs.
I would say what that quote means, my first thought to that quote is that I don't think you'll ever have all your quote unquote ducks in a row to be able to run with a certain idea.
Uh-huh.
You'll get to a point where you're gonna jump.
Uh-huh.
But there's something you're gonna have to put together on the way down or way up in entrepreneurial terminology.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. unless, you know, only a handful of people are ever going to, you know, inherit the amount of money and resources they need to put their picture-perfect dream together. The majority are going to have to come up with a marker where they just have to take the leap and build the rest as they go along.
As they go along. Thank you, Bobby.
I want to give you my interpretation, if it's okay with you.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
We'll let you have the mic.
When I hear the word jump off.
Okay.
And put that into like a vision or dream. Jumping means you jump.
Mm-hmm.
Which means you've stepped out there, mm-hmm. and that's when you learn to become a problem solver.
Okay.
That's when you learn to see what's coming that you got to prepare for in order to resolve the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So by resolving the problem, you build the dream or you build the plane. You build it by resolving problems.
Okay.
Because they're going to pop up.
Mm-hmm.
Because in most cases, you haven't seen that far because you didn't see the cliff coming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you didn't see that you may have to jump.
Mm-hmm.
All you saw was the vision,
mm-hmm.
which is way out there somewhere.
And I understand, yeah. Now I understand, Gene, I understand that point, because what you're saying is that you may also see that you have mm-hmm. all the pieces to the puzzle there.
All right.
You go and you take that leap, and you realize you forgot to put wings on the plane or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you are going to have problems.
Or the wings were not on, mm-hmm. right, or something.
Right. Yeah.
You're supposed to have problems.
The rudder didn't work in the wing.
Now, for some of us, I can only speak for me because I'm not the rest of you, but sometimes the biggest problem that you might encounter becomes so simple once you realize what it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is true.
It's a problem until you resolve it, and in many cases you'll say, oh, gee, I wish I had known that sooner or
yes.
earlier. Yeah.
Or problem cannot be seen earlier until you make that jump when the problem was solved.
Exactly. You can't see it.
So when it's then, you know you got to do something so you don't hit the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to go out and start building whatever it is so you have success as an entrepreneur.
You probably won't do it alone.
No, you probably won't.
Yeah, you'll use somebody else's thoughts.
Yeah.
You'll use...
Yeah.
Maybe your own physical thoughts,
mm-hmm.
physical abilities, may use a whole bunch of combination of things. But the bottom line is you learn to solve problems as they come up. And next mm-hmm. thing you know, you're flying.
You're flying.
You're
That's
stable.
Right. Yeah. You'll put the plane together.
Yeah, then you go build a bigger plane.
Bigger plane. And that's what entrepreneurs do. And they start off at the bottom of the cliff, and then they find themselves moving up the cliff. Then they get to a point where they feel they are able to jump off the cliff. And when they jump off the cliff, they realize, no, I don't quite have this thing already put together.
Mm-hmm.
So then he start building because he know he needs something to catch him when he fall.
Right.
But that's the challenge of an entrepreneur, though, see. That's what makes you a great entrepreneur. That's what makes you a successful entrepreneur. Being able to stop in midair and change your courses. Change your course according to what you're doing.
Okay, great. And the last one, just before the break, we got to take a quick break.
Okay.
Which may do it for us as far as the quotes, but
mm-hmm.
I'm sure you've all heard this before. I'm just going to tell it to you one more time. Winners never quit. Okay, winners never quit.
Yes.
Vince Lombardi, famous football coach at one time, had said that winners never quit. Okay, so winners never quit, and quitters never win.
Correct.
Okay, it's very important to recognize, or sometimes it's easy to recognize the quitters.
Right.
Okay, sometimes.
Sometimes it is. You're right.
Right. But if you are a quitter, then one of the reasons you haven't achieved your goals is because you want to take that one big step And the little steps are the ones you quit on.
Mm-hmm.
So, just something to think about. But that's all we're going to say in this segment of the show, because we got to get to thanking the people who help make the show work. So we're going to chat more about closing out our show at the end of the year and getting ready to start the new year.
Yes.
And we'll be right back with more.
Don't go away, y'all.
Opportunity
you
hour.
Don't want to lose the rest of the opportunity hour. It's coming to you.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Here comes the jackpot question in advance. What are you doing?
What the most
starting that business.
Starting the business.
Not a new business. Entrepreneurs are ready.
Step out there on the first of the year. But think about it, because what are you going to be doing for the new year?
Mm-hmm.
And if you've started as an entrepreneur, I congratulate you. If you're thinking about it, I still congratulate you for thinking about getting started. And for those of you that have made that first step in the leap and you can see some of your rewards on the way, I say congratulations.
Very.
That's all I'm going to say.
Correct.
We want to acknowledge some of the people who have been on the show to help to make this show work, because the show is about entrepreneurs helping entrepreneurs. And so from time to time, we have guests on the show who can share their knowledge.
Did you have a call?
And share their knowledge, and we're sharing our knowledge, and so we want to acknowledge those people who have literally been in the studio or been on the phone. And for all of you that may have missed it, your opportunity to begin this next year in 2023, we want to hear from you as well. And if we can't hear from you, go tell your friends that are thinking about becoming entrepreneurs or entrepreneurs. Tell them that there's a place where you can go share some knowledge and gain some at the same time. Okay. But anyway, so these are just some names. Some of these people have been on the show multiple times during the year, but I'm only going to mention their name and acknowledge that they have been there.
Okay.
I'm going to start out by a person by the name of Dee Wilkins.
Yeah.
Who has
Miss Dee Wilkins. Merry Christmas, Dee Wilkins.
And help make everything happen because of input from her. Good friend of mine, Larry LaBelle, who helps job seekers as an entrepreneur.
Mr. LaBelle,
And thank you very much. Mr. Dukes is going to give you the cheers. let me just back up. Dee Wilkins has a magazine that she publishes, and so she puts business entrepreneurs, I believe, in her magazine.
Yes, she does.
Larry LaBelle helps job seekers to find employment. He helps. What he does in his business is provide training and prepare resumes for job seekers. And so that's another person that's been on the show several times. Jill Lubin.
Yes, sir.
Who is a person who helps speakers get publicity. all around the country, if not the world, who's also been on the show. And we want to thank you for sharing your knowledge.
We appreciate you being a part of our show.
Brian Cash.
Yeah, Mr. Cash.
The owner of BCC Coupons. They have sponsored part
Brian.
Of our show. And he helps businesses in the greater, I'm just going to say the greater Tampa Bay area to have businesses.
Yeah, the BBC.
Yes, and so is there other individuals, James Montgomery, who has a magazine as well.
Yes, Mr. Montgomery.
It's an online magazine, different kind of magazine, but that's there. Scott Howard, who's an artist.
Yes.
In the greater Tampa Bay area as well. He's an artist, author. Singer, he's a speaker. He's many things, but he's been on the show many times, and I'm just going to say I thank all of you for that. And I got a couple of more down here that just wanted to say. Denise McHenry.
Miss McHenry.
Who has a business here in the greater Tampa Bay area. And she has multiple businesses, actually, but she's on the show sharing her knowledge and expertise.
We thank you and appreciate you.
Heather Locke.
Miss Locke
also has been on the show, and that has shared information. I can't think of what it is right now. I'm gonna slip my mind. But anyway, she's been on the show to share her knowledge, as well as our, I'm just going to say, yours truly, Mr. Heinzman Dukes.
Who that?
Who has helped. I'm not sure who he is, because sometimes he's here and sometimes he's here.
I should tell him to call in sometime.
Yeah.
I will be in the future.
However, Mr. Dukes has helped make the show work and keep it going and all that sort of stuff. He is a quite successful entrepreneur, and so... he has much more knowledge than I could hope to ever get, I guess.
I learned from him.
You know. Entrepreneurs, helping entrepreneurs.
Amen.
That's what we're here for.
There you go. That's right. That's what it's all about.
And our trusty engineer, Mr. Bobby.
Yes, sir.
He makes the show work.
And we're going to miss him when he's gone.
And he contributes to the show. And, Bobby, we really appreciate you for helping us out all year long, because all of the background things that go into producing a show, it all happens with
you
the people
make it
in the
happen.
Background.
Well, thank you. It's been a...
And so...
It is and has been and continues to be a fun ride.
All right.
And I want to acknowledge all of that, but for all of you other entrepreneurs out there, I'd like to acknowledge you for taking the step, but just as I've described some of the guests on the show and what makes the show work, there's always people in the background that are promoting you, and you never see the people in the background. What you see is all the stars.
Yes.
And anytime you watch a TV show or something, you look at the stars, you look at the plays, the movies. Without understanding, there's crews of hundreds, in some cases thousands of people all in the background in order to make the show work.
Mm-hmm.
So they all contribute to, and as an entrepreneur, you will get that help as well in the background.
Yes, you will.
Okay, you're the one that should be out front. But in order for you to move your business, it's going to require the assistance and expertise of multiple numbers of people. So really, you're not doing it alone. Okay, so it's very important to understand, I'm going to call it the word entrepreneur, but you won't be alone. So don't worry about that. Just get started.
That's right.
As the problems come up, solutions will pop up as well. And there's an awful lot of entrepreneurs out there that are doing exactly what we're doing. They will help you.
They will give you assistance if you ask for it.
They will help. In many cases, you don't have to ask. They will offer to help.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important to know the difference between asking for help and being offered help.
Yes.
It happens on both sides of the fence, and I could only speak for me, but I have so many people in the background that have offered to help keep my background going and all these adventures and all that sort of stuff. So there are tons of people in the background making you carry your vision forward.
True.
Okay, so I just wanted to say that and acknowledge all of you people that have been on the show. We plan to have you back in 2023 because I'm sure you've progressed a little bit more over the year. I mean, we'd like to know where you are and have you share more knowledge with us. And so, and if you're an entrepreneur, I did not mention your name. I apologize that. But if you are an entrepreneur and you would like to be a part of the show, then call us.
Please do.
Or tell us what you do. Tell
come
us
on
to
be
like
a part of the show.
Other people, because having the assistance solves so many problems.
Yes.
And so don't think you're really going to be alone. That's probably the biggest myth that people have.
Right. If you got it, somebody's had it. And they've already solved the problem.
So I'd like to have you just think about that. And whenever you decide, just let people tell everybody where you're trying to get to. Because they're all... Everyone's going to ask you, where are you at right now?
Mm-hmm.
And probably the biggest thing or the most important thing they want to ask, have you got started yet?
Right.
And all you got to do is tell them you have got started and how far?
Yes.
How far you are so far?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Which means there are people that are getting ready to go over the top and everything just breaks open.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people who are just starting, wanting to know, what do I do next now that I've gotten started?
What's the next step?
Yeah. So just think about that. But there is assistance out there, and it will come to you based on how you share where you're trying to go. That's just my thought, and as well as my own experience. Because the most I can offer you is what I've been through, because I'm not you.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'd like to have you think about that, because that's how it seems to work in my world, is that people will offer to help, and it's okay to ask for help. It's okay to get no's.
That's right.
Okay?
Out of every 10 no's, you get one yes.
Yes, it's okay.
And that's all you need.
It's okay to get no's. You'll find that out on your way to wherever you're trying to go.
True.
Yeah. So that's all I wanted to say about that, because that's the way it works. We just had a guy in the studio that was going to go up the street because he's a salesperson.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, in my opinion, he was doing his first sale. And I don't know how it's going to turn out, but I can guarantee he's probably got to do 20 more.
You need to get the sale, I can tell you that.
You know, but that's how you get started. You get used to the nose. You get... used to the nose, and you become better. Don't think the others should become better.
That's right.
Look at you becoming better, because that's what it's all about.
The nose, what makes you good.
All right, take on the challenges. All right? So that's all I can say.
Bobby, like you say, ask and you shall
receive.
Get a call.
All right. Get a
call. Ms. D on the line.
Oh, we have a call.
Yeah.
Hello, caller.
Good evening, gentlemen, and how are you both this evening? Mr. Dukes and Mr. Hodge?
I could answer that another way, but
we're
being that
fine.
We're on the radio, I won't answer it that way.
Well, it's the last show of 2022.
Yes.
It has been a very enlightening, inspiring, super encouraging, and most definitely an impactful 2022. Just listening to the two of you and gaining all of that knowledge, that wisdom that you have been able to give so freely to all of us out here.
Oh, well, thank you very much. We got to get you on our show with those kind of comments.
It's been our pleasure, Ms. D.
Yes. Hopefully we sparked someone out there.
We might get you back in the studio.
Yeah.
Well, I am so looking forward to 2023 and all that it has opening up for both of you and all of the entrepreneurs that I'm sure that you have been able to, you know, just let them know that the time to begin a business is right now.
Thank you.
Not mm-hmm. tomorrow, but right now.
Right.
Yes. Yes. And I have been so encouraged by Mr. Hodge over the years, and been a guest, and I've been so delighted to participate there with you. Listening to Bobby, oh my goodness, he has really...
He is extraordinary, isn't he?
Oh my goodness, if we could just get about 100 more like him. Oh, Mr. Hodge, you have... Yeah. And I'm sure that it's basically because of this show and the information that you guys have been able to provide to everyone that has sparked the interest, just lit that fire, ignited Bobby to want to pursue his dream.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much
for
those comments.
Thank you, Ms. D.
We're going to find a way to get you to help us even more.
Well, I'm going to be...
Yes.
I'm looking forward to it, and I don't want to belabor the point, but I did want to make sure that I said thank you so very much for the years, for the months, for the encouragement over the course of your shows, both of them, and certainly adding the new one with Mr. Duke. I just know that he has inspired so many individuals also. And I think that one topic that you guys may have overlooked was the age that, remember, the gentleman that started McDonald's, remember that he was, Mr. Grock was like 55 or so.
Yes, yes.
The gentleman that started Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yes, he was 65.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. So we must not let anything deter us from the opportunities that are out there, no matter when they appear.
Mm-hmm.
We must act on them. And I've learned that from you gentlemen. So I wanted to put that out there that no one should let age or anything interrupt the thoughts and the visions that God has given to them. Take that journey.
Well,
and don't be worried about the fact of whether you are doing something that maybe you don't know that much about. Network. Get out there and meet people. Tell somebody about what you want, as Mr. Hodge is always saying. Tell them and let them know that you may have a solution and collaborate with them, and the two of you can be doing a company that is doing very well right now called Tucked In. Tucked In.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it's a company that 10 years ago the gentleman was working in his garage, and it's tucking in your shirt. Instead of wearing the shirts outside, his company tucks them in. Mm-hmm. And now they have, oh my goodness, they are very, very close to starting the million with a B.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing very well. So it's what I'm trying to say is that it's not just, you know, just something brand new.
Yes.
It is the idea that you have decided to take on the ideas and make those ideas into something that may be viable for someone else.
Okay, well, thank you very much
D.
for your call. It's time that we take a break, but I just want to add just something just based on what you said, that it doesn't matter about age, but it also doesn't matter, I'm just going to say this, color, disability, handicap, male or female, in between. It doesn't matter. You're someone with an idea that can serve someone else or multiples of someone else's, and that's
true.
Really all it takes. And so thank you very much for bringing that up. But we got to take time for a break, Ms. D, and thank you very much. Happy New Year, and we look forward to hearing from you in the new year.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Okay. Thank you.
Be blessed.
Be blessed.
Uh-huh.
You.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
All right. Here we go.
I'm so bad, bad, and let me try.
Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
What I'm talking about.
Entrepreneurs.
When the going gets tough, you're going to have to get going. And that's how I believe everyone has gotten there, because they went through the tough times.
Yes.
And there's no limit on how long it will be.
That's right.
But if you stay with it.
Just like the pandemic, we stayed with it. We came through it. And as an entrepreneur, you could do the same. We just don't have no shot to give you. It's like a lot of hard work.
Wait a minute, we're giving them advice. That's a shot.
That's
it's not painful, I don't think. But it could be for some.
Some it could be.
But now, just to kick you off for the new year, I have a couple of predictions for you. Really, I got four of things that I believe will happen in 2023. And so I'm just going to rattle them off very quickly.
All right.
To make sure we get them all in. Number one.
Mm-hmm.
More workers and students will choose to become entrepreneurs instead of going to work.
Yes, they will. I predict that also with you.
Going off to college.
Mm-hmm.
You had that thought too?
Yes, sir.
That's amazing. We didn't rehearse this.
No. Nope. Not this time.
So it's really great. But expect more people this year that want to start businesses instead of going off to college and those places that they tell you where you can go and get good jobs and all that sort of stuff. Okay, I'm predicting more of those are going to surface this year. Okay? Second thing. Employers are going to want to partner with entrepreneurs in order to improve productivity in their workplace.
Yes.
Okay, so I want you to just think about it. Most employers aren't satisfied with the current workers they have. So one way to get around it is to find more entrepreneur-type people, because you pay them for their performance without all the other stuff that comes along with employees. And so anyway, so next year I'm suggesting that more employers are going to partner with entrepreneurs to provide services in their companies in order to improve productivity and morale.
And I hope you're right.
I do. I predict that most during the year 23, you're going to see a lot of entrepreneurs sell business to big company, because the new era is that a lot of the young generation has come up with better ideas, and that they will be very profitable about the middle of the year in 2023.
Okay. That's your prediction.
That's my prediction.
I'm just, maybe you noticed, I'm not sure, but easy to sell a business, hard to find the workers to make the business work.
You know, I had a little more cynical version of what Mr. Duke said. Yeah. I thought they would sell their businesses because they couldn't find the workers, and they had a great idea, so they'd rather just...
There you go.
Oh, no other way to say it. Cash out.
Cash out. Yeah. I mean, regardless whichever way it goes,
right.
You will see more.
That's true, yes.
I mean, it could be
I agree with the prediction 100%.
It could be that, and it could be the other way. But most of them are going to go to big business because big business now begin to look at entrepreneur, and we don't want that competition. So why should we have that competition when we can do what? Buy them out.
Buy them out. And because they can't find the employees with the passion to give them the ideas they're looking for, they rather just look at an entrepreneur who's
already got it.
Pay them one time, maybe some royalties, and there you go.
There you go.
That's why we play no favorites on this show.
That's right. And that's why it's so important.
Three different opinions.
Entrepreneurs come more alive. They step up to the plate.
We're going to have a Shark Tank segment of this show next year.
We can do that too.
One clarification, though. The employers aren't going to buy any companies. The humans are.
Humans.
Something to think about.
And slap their name on it, or slap the company name on it.
Okay, the next one, I guess. I think I already did that one.
Okay.
Employees will discover how to increase employee productivity and morale this year.
Wait a minute, say that again. Your prediction is what?
My prediction that employers or companies will discover how to increase employee productivity and morale with the current workers. Okay, in 2023.
Sounds all right, but I still say it reflects back to the entrepreneur world because the company will find those that in the entrepreneur world will be productive.
That's your idea.
That's my idea.
Okay, yeah. The only reason I say that is because I know a secret. That's all I'm going to say. Okay, the employers, in addition to partnering up with entrepreneurs, the employers are going to find a way to increase productivity and morale for their current workers. This year they're going to find that out, yeah.
All right, I understand the last statement.
Yeah.
The last portion of that statement.
You have any predictions?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't have any prediction for 23.
How about 24?
I don't even want to go that far.
What prediction did you have this past year for the show when you decided to participate in it?
I predicted that the show would be a great show and that we would be...
Oh, you won that one.
Be very successful in the show. And I mean, depending on how you look at it, I think the show has been successful.
Absolutely.
And I hate to say, but probably I may step away from a while, but I'll be in the area.
Okay. We hear the music, which means our time is up.
Just like Frank Sinatra said.
Time is really flying by. We just want to say that we thank you for your time, service, and hearing us for 12 months, and hopefully you're around for the next 12 months.
And
because we are doing it our way, just like you heard. And we look forward to seeing you next year, and Happy New Year to all of you.
Happy New Year.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.